I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about rocks into pools. Talk about Psalms 114, where it says, God turned rocks into pools. He turned hard rocks into springs of water. And as I was thinking about this verse from Psalms 114 today, we're going to be taking a look at this a little bit more here in a second. But I'm thinking about how it says in the Old Testament that we used to have hearts of stone. We used to have hearts of stone, and God has rolled those hearts of stone away, given us hearts of flesh. And out of our innermost being will flow these rivers of living water. Hearts of stone that have been turned into hearts of flesh. And we can have these rivers of living water flowing from the inside of us. We're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a two-minute-long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still and to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us. I ask you to bless our time here together today, and to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us like these springs of living water, so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I should stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. It's a time to examine ourselves before we take communion today. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves, to examine our hearts before we take communion each day. So our first fundamental, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light. He's rolled away our old hearts of stone, turned them into pools of water, turned them into a spring of living water. And inside of that living water, God's given us everything he has. His spirit, his kingdom, his love, his grace, his peace and joy, his health and energy and time and finances, his wisdom and knowledge and understanding. He's put it all in Christ, in this living water. And we got to get this living water. We got to receive it. And then it's got to flow through us out into the world. And the first step is to get positioned in the light. Think of this like the on-off switch. Turn the lights on, turn the lights off. As we get positioned in the light, that turns on the supply where all this living water can begin to flow through us. How do we do that? It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us in. Brings us into the light. So we got to receive that forgiveness from God. We got to forgive ourselves. Often we beat ourselves up and condemn ourselves and put all this excess pressure on ourselves. Got to give ourselves grace. Then we got to walk in that same grace and forgiveness with other people, just like God has done for us. And the motivation behind all that forgiveness was love. Love was the motivation for it all. So we got to walk in love on those three levels as well. Receiving God's love, loving yourself the way that he's loved you, walking in love with other people the way that he's loved you as well. To be in the light is to be in love. Light and love are one and the same thing. They are God. Therefore, to walk in love is to walk in the light. Now, all this is received by faith from God. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. Staying positioned in thanksgiving and praise. And I want you to remember all these things that we're talking about right now. Thanksgiving and praise, forgiveness. You're either positioned in them or you're not. It's either on or it's off. It's black or it's white. There's no in between. Either you're thankful or you're not. What's the opposite? Complaining, moaning and groaning about things. Either we're positioned in gratitude or we're not. And paying attention as you go throughout the day today. How's my positioning? How's my positioning today? Am I walking in forgiveness and love and praise and gratitude consistently? It's one of the most important keys. And then our second fundamental, magnifying the light. We could be transferred into the light, but we could still choose to focus on and to magnify darkness. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. To magnify the light. To magnify means to make bigger or to make greater. And it's all about what you are focused on. Think about looking at something through a magnifying glass. You're focused on it. You're concentrating on it. God gives us the choice of what we want to focus on each day. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word. God says he's magnified his word above his name. To give his word a higher place, a higher priority in our life, to magnify its importance in our life, to magnify God and his steadfast, unfailing love. He'll never leave us or forsake us. To magnify his faithfulness, that he's always on time, that he always fulfills all of his promises, that nothing's impossible for him, to magnify his mighty works and all that he's already done for us. What we've seen him do in our own lives personally, but also what he's done for us in Christ already, is to magnify our positioning in Christ, our righteousness in Christ, who he made you to be in Christ. As you think about and you focus on and you talk about and you imagine and you mutter about and you ponder God and his love and his word and his promises and his faithfulness and all he's already done, your positioning in Christ, you meditate on those things. It begins to grow bigger and it begins to expand on the inside of you. And now it's like we're expanding that capacity, giving God a bigger place to flow through you in your life. These pools and springs of living water got to flow through us. And as you magnify the light, it's like you're expanding the capacity for more to flow through you. But God does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness, to focus on all the issues and problems. Because let's face it, there's going to be issues and problems in life. But Jesus says, be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. We could choose to magnify in all the ways people have wronged us, to magnify all the things that have gone wrong, all the things to vent about and complain about, to roll the problems over and over in your mind. But the more you do that, the further away from the solution you're getting, because the solution's found in the light. This is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. When we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive. confusing, like you're stuck and there's no way out, like you're trapped. Feels hopeless for your situation. Often we're lacking presence. We're living in regret over the past or something that happened in the past. We're living in fear or uncertainty about our future. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the dread of the future, the frustrations and disappointments. But we're in the light. We're magnifying the light. Everything is free and easy, and we see effortless growth and change. It's energizing if your energy levels begin to increase. Then there's the peace that surpasses all understanding. There's the joy of the Lord that is your strength, that begins to equip you and to empower you to function in God's strength. This is where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms, that heaviness and that pressure. When we feel that, that's our cue. We got to turn it back around. We got to change our focus. Get our positioning back in praise and gratitude. Start magnifying God and His greatness and all He's done. Stay focused on Him. And the good news is it only takes 1 second to turn it back around. It's this amazing gift of grace. God has given us these emotions and feelings we have on the inside as indicators so that we can turn it around and change our focus when we get off track. And then our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned in throughout the day. Every day, God's trying to lead us and guide us and train us and teach us. He's trying to lead us to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we've got to stay tuned in for His leading. As you get positioned in the light, you start magnifying the light. All of a sudden, your ability to discern and to hear God's leading and direction in your life gets so much more clear. It gets so much more clear. And a great habit I think you could get into is every day, get a pen or a pencil and some paper and just ask this simple question. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me today? And just get still and listen for a few minutes. And whatever comes to mind, whether you think it was God or not, just begin to write it down. And you do this day by day. He's going to begin to lead you because you just asked Him for His help. He's going to begin to lead you. And then we got to take those things that we know to do. As we get tuned into Him, we got to take those things that we know to do and we got to turn them into action. We got to convert them into taking the steps. We got to put them into practice. Often we get this to-do list that's piling up on the inside of all these things that we know to do, but we're not walking in them yet. We got to turn those things into action. Take those practical steps of the things that you know to do. It's probably going to take some courage. It's probably going to take some faith to take those steps, because usually the things that God has called us to do are meant to be done in partnership with Him. They're meant to be done together with Him, not on our own. Often we look at what we can do in our own strength, but they're meant to be done in partnership with Him. You don't have to do them on your own anymore. So some cues of what to do. What do you know to do today? Just things, you know I need to get that done today. Maybe there's some things on your conscience, maybe some things like, oh, I know it really, I've been procrastinating that. I know I need to do that. I keep putting it off. That becomes your plan for today. As you begin to take these steps, I think one of the things that's going to happen, as you get current flowing through an electrical wire, it turns that wire into a magnet. As you begin to take these four fundamentals and you begin to put them into practice, I believe it does something like magnetizes you. It begins to magnetize you and pull more and more of those things that you're walking in into your life, more of the things that you're magnifying into your life. And it begins to build this virtuous cycle in your life where one good thing leads to another. So let's take a look at this rocks into pools today. This is Psalms 114, verses 7 and 8. It says, tremble, earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. It's talking about when the people were coming out of Egypt. They're out there in the desert, and Moses strikes the rock, and water begins to come out of the rock. God turned the rock into a pool, the hard rock into springs of water. Now, several ways that we could take this, several ways that we could interpret this. But one of the things that I've been thinking about is this concept in the Old Testament. It says we used to have hearts of stone, but God has rolled away those hearts. Think about the tomb of Jesus had a big stone in front of it, and the stone was rolled away. On the third day, the stone was rolled away. He's rolled away our hearts of stone. What does that mean? A hard, rocky, stubborn heart. And he's turned it into pools of water, of living water. And he's given us everything that he has. Where did he put it? He put it on the inside of us. This pool of water, the spring of water that is unlimited. It's inexhaustible. Full of peace and joy and love and grace and power and wisdom and knowledge and instructions of what to do. Health and energy. Good ideas. Everything you need is in there already. He rolled away those old hearts and he moved it on the inside. He turned it into this pool of living water. And to get this spring of living water flowing out of you into the world. How do we do that? We receive it by faith. One of the greatest expressions of faith, like we talked about, for thanksgiving and praise. Start thanking him and praising him for what he put on the inside of you. Then it's got to flow through us. We often put that pressure on ourselves. And I like to think of it kind of like a garden hose. If you step on the middle of a garden hose or you kink the hose, the water doesn't flow through to the other side. Getting ourselves out of the way. Often we put the pressure on ourselves to make everything happen. But let's put the pressure. If we wanted to get, we wanted to pump all that water from the pool or the spring and get it over to the other side, we would put the pressure over in the pool, not in the middle of the hose. We would put the pressure over here, taking that pressure off of yourself in the middle. It's not about what you can do. It's about what God can do through you. Learning to roll that pressure over onto him. And then letting it flow. As that water begins to flow through you, like I said, those instructions and guidance and everything is in there on what to do. And then taking that water and to get it out into the world, you got to convert it into something practical. Into steps that you take, into doing what you know to do. You begin to put that into practice. You begin to take action. All of a sudden, this water begins to flow through you. And it brings life to everything. We're going to take communion over this. Just as a time of thanksgiving today, Father, we just thank you for your great love for us. You are willing to send your one and only Son to die for us so that we can have life. You could turn our rocky hearts into these pools and springs of living water. Another way we could interpret this is Jesus is the rock, and out of him came these pools or springs of living water. There's probably other ways to view this as well, I'm sure. But Father, we're so thankful for everything that you've given us in Christ, for rolling away our old hearts, giving us these new hearts, Lord. Helping us to step into this new way of living. Thank you for everything that you've given us in Christ. Everything that you've made available. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, think about Moses hitting the rock. Jesus' body was afflicted. He took the bread and he said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it." That he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight through his one sacrifice. That the cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus. So that we could have the cup of his blessing. Father, we thank you for this bread. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. As you begin to experience this, where you receive this from God and you get it flowing through you and you begin to experience this flowing in your life, what's going to happen? It's going to help you to know him better. To know his heart and his goodness and his love for you on a whole new level. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Making today a masterpiece. How do you do that? Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying the light. Stay tuned in for his leading and direction. And you do the things that you know to do. And you do them willingly with a good attitude. Because he's right there with you to help you execute those things. You do those things consistently, you're going to make today a masterpiece. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.